Today we want to look at an area, amen, that we should be having or experience at this time, and that is the area of joy. We doing this series on giving God the gift of holy living, amen. And so today we want to continue with that series, amen. We want to talk about how that holy living continually experience the joy of the Lord. A lot of times as Christians, we're up and down and up and down in our pursuit of peace and our pursuit of joy. And but we need to know that God desires, amen, that our joy be full. And that's what Jesus said, that our joy will be full. And so in a world where people are constantly trying to find what they believe to be joy, amen, what happens is that people will continue to keep being disappointed or coming up short because they're looking for joy in the wrong places. Joy, true joy, is only found in the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And another thing, joy is a gift from God. It's not something that we can pump up. It's not something that we can snap our finger and experience joy. It's not just a feeling. Well, it is a feeling, but it is more of a gift from God. And what I mean by that is no person can experience true joy. They may get excited, they may be happy, but no person has the ability to experience true joy if they have not received the gift of the Son of God. Since it's a gift that comes from God, and God give gift to his children, it is also what are the fruit of the Spirit. And so the only way that we can experience the fruit of the Spirit, we must first of all be born again believers. Amen. We must first of all have received the gift of the Son of God. Hallelujah. So what happens is once we receive this gift from God, amen, all of God's gifts began with the foundational gift of receiving his Son. So receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is the foundation, amen, of all that God wants to do in our life. We still, as sinners, he still gives us life every day. We're able to wake up. We're able to go about doing things. And we're able to function in whatsoever way we function. However, the gift, those good and perfect gifts that God desires us to experience, it comes once we receive the gift of his Son. In other words, that's the gift that causes us, amen, to begin to acknowledge just how much God so loves us. Amen. The Bible tells us in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And so in order for us to truly experience the love of God, we're going to have to receive his Son. So as I said today, holy living, continually experience the joy of the Lord. And so as we are pursuing a holy life that we've been studying on this year, a life that is set apart for God, a life that no matter what, God, we allow Jesus to be Lord in our life, and we live this life with the understanding that God says because he is holy, he asks us to be holy as well. Amen. And so in doing so, when we obey God, we can experience all the gifts that God desires us, and especially the gift of joy. It is not to say that there will not be times where we might not feel joyous. There is not to say that there will be times where we may not feel, amen, like we are experiencing joy. But I will assure you this, whenever a person is pursuing holy living, living a holy life, 1,000 may fall at their side and 10,000 may fall at their right side, but it will not come nigh them. They somehow or another maintain their joy. They somehow or another continually live in a state of being joyful that God had one allowed them to experience this thing, whether it's good or bad. They still are thankful to God that he allowed them to experience it. My reference text today is coming from Philippians, the 4th chapter. Amen. And let us begin reading at verse 4. Philippians, the 4th chapter, and we're going to begin reading at verse 4. Hallelujah. God is good, and his mercy and his grace endure it forever. Hallelujah. I said, God is good, and his mercy and his grace endure it forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. In Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse four, it reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Amen. And it says, "Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Now, the fourth verse says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." It doesn't say that I'm to rejoice in the Lord based on my circumstances, based on my situation, that I'm to rejoice in the Lord. It says that to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto men. The Lord is at hand. In other words, I believe that is saying that I should live in such a way, or we should, as Christians, should live in such a way that people know that the Lord is working in our life, that he's a part of our life, that our life belongs to him. So we should be living in such a way that people can see Jesus in our life. Amen. And the sixth verse says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And some of us, we are worried about everything. We're careful about everything. But the Bible says, be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be worried. Don't be stressed out over things. But it says that we are to do everything by prayer and making our supplication known to God. And thank God for whatever circumstance or situation we find ourselves in, we should be giving thanks. Amen. Hallelujah. And let our requests be known to God, how this thing is affecting us, what we would desire in the midst of it. Amen. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to say in the seventh verse, it says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Jesus Christ." Amen. And it says, in the peace of God, whenever we are not careful, when we are bringing our circumstance and situation to God and not let them rule us, not let them have us put more focus on our trouble and less focus on the Lord. Amen. It says, when we reverse that and put more focus on the Lord, amen, and less focus on our trouble, the seventh verse says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your mind through Jesus Christ." In other words, we won't always know why we are okay in the midst of our circumstances. We won't always understand why we are still able to say, "Lord, you are God, and besides you, there is no other." We won't always understand why we have joy. Amen. Unspeakable. Hallelujah. And it goes on to say, amen, in the eighth verse, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure," amen, "whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report," it says, "if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." And I believe that that's the key to having continual joy. Instead of putting more focus on the bad part of a situation or the negative part of a situation, we put more emphasis on God's ability to bring us through. And we, whenever we are living a holy life, we know that nothing can come upon us unless God allow it. And so we can live knowing that, "Lord, you allowed this, you allowed it for a purpose, and I am not going to question your purpose," amen, "but I'm going to rejoice in the fact that I am going through this for your purpose, for your will, for something that you are bringing together, putting together in my life and making me a better person." So, Lord, in the midst of it all, I will say, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. I'll say, I still have my joy. I still have my joy. After all I'm going through, I still have my joy. Hallelujah. And so what happens is, what when we are pursuing a holy life, we will always be able to say, "I don't understand why God is allowing this. I don't understand why things are going the way that they're going, but I still have my joy. After all that I've been through, after all that I'm presently going through, I still have my joy. But that is not possible unless I'm pursuing a holy life, unless I'm pursuing a life that is set apart for the Lord. In other words, it is saying to me that I say the Holy Spirit on a daily basis, Holy Spirit, direct my thoughts, direct my steps, take control of me. I give you complete authority to orchestrate things in my life on this day, to help me to be able to pray right, to help me be able to know what to say in every circumstance and situation, to help me to know what to see and what to do and all that I'm experiencing and all that I'm going through. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for ordering my steps and my thoughts. And whenever we are pursuing a holy life, and holy meaning that God put holy in us when he put his Holy Spirit in us. When we were born again believers, God put holy in us. And I don't believe God just put his spirit there just for the sake of us knowing that it's there. I believe that God has placed his Holy Spirit in us to help us to maintain our joy, to help us to maintain our peace, to help us to maintain our testimony, to help us to maintain a life that is pleasing to God, that's acceptable to God, amen, and that is holy. Hallelujah. So I've just blessed the Lord for Holy Spirit in the lives of a believer, and I most of all thank God for Holy Spirit in my life, because joy is a gift that comes from God. And so we must first realize that joy can only be given of the Lord. It's just like holy. You cannot just get holy. You can't go buy holy. You can't produce holy. Holy can only come from the Lord. And so holy living, amen, glory to God, a living holy is only helped. We can only accomplish that with the help of Holy Spirit living in us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when we realize that joy is a gift from God, we won't be trying to find joy in all these other things that will definitely cause us to come up short, because joy is not something that we can get anywhere. Joy is a gift from God. It's the fruit of the Spirit. And so when I say the fruit of the Spirit, it's basically say when Holy Spirit come to live in us, the fruit, amen, that Holy Spirit produce in our life is peace, joy, but mostly, you know, there's fruit of the Spirit. The one that we're focused on today is the Holy Spirit comes in our life and produce joy. Now, that's if I allow Holy Spirit to have complete authority and control in my life. If I give Holy Spirit the right or the authority to orchestrate my thoughts and my steps, one of the fruit that will come out of Holy Spirit being in charge of our life, amen, and having authority in our life is joy. Joy unspeakable. Hallelujah. We will have joy, joy, joy. In other words, we will not have a time where we are like, I'm just so down and so depressed. Amen. And I know that you may be able to look in the Old Testament and see where some of the saints that was really mature, that was really serving the Lord. Amen. That they might have had their times where they was challenged in their walk with the Lord. I think about Psalms. There's times where in the book of Psalms, Psalm 13, and where the psalmist talks about how that the enemy was coming from the left and the right, however, but he knew that, Lord, I'm putting my trust in you, I'm putting my hope in you, and I'm still going to have my joy. And so when we think about our own life, how many things that we've gone through and how many things that we are maybe presently going through that we are not happy with, however, but what we do know is this, we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I said the joy of the Lord is our strength. How many of you know what I mean by that when I say the joy of the Lord? Whenever you and I, amen, are experiencing the joy of the Lord, amen, we will have the strength to endure whatsoever thing that we find ourselves in. We will have what we need to press through it. Hallelujah. Turn, if you will, to the book of Habakkuk. Third chapter of Habakkuk. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? I'm sorry, Nehemiah, the eighth chapter, verse 9. Hallelujah. Nehemiah, verse 9. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? And his mercy and his grace endure forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good, and his mercy and his grace endure forever. Are you with me? Jeremiah 8, and we're going to begin reading at verse 9. Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, and verse 9. And this is after the people had gotten themselves together. And Nehemiah, you know, he's the one that rebuilt the wall. And it says in the 9th verse, it says, and Nehemiah, which is the Tarsatus, and Ezra, the priest of the scribes, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord, your God. It says to mourn not, nor weep. In other words, let your joy be released today. Hallelujah. For all the people wept when they heard the word of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions to them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now he's trying to say to them, like, listen, you got to have days where the joy of the Lord be your strength. You got to have days where you realize that this is a day that the Lord has made, and he's made it for me. And he didn't make it for me just to have trouble, but he made it for me to grow in my relationship with him. He made it for me to be able to work on my relationship and get things right that's not right, get things in order that's out of order. Amen. And so he says, instead of going home and thinking about your debt, instead of going home and thinking about everything that's wrong, instead of going home and thinking about all the things that is negative, he said, listen, prepare yourself a good meal. Amen. And eat and drink. And then he says, and for those who don't have, the homeless or people, you know, in the body of Christ that might be struggling financially or don't have no food or whatnot like that, he says, send portions to them who don't have nothing or who didn't prepare nothing, because they don't have nothing to prepare. Hallelujah. And then he says, glory to God, that this day, for this day, is holy unto the Lord. Now, a lot of people don't know what that means. Every day is holy to the Lord. So if the day is holy, we are supposed to joy in the Lord of our salvation. Hallelujah. We are supposed to take joy in him, not look at our circumstances and situations, not take joy in how much money we got in the bank, not take joy in how things are going or not going. Amen. Our joy is supposed to be in the Lord. Amen. And if I'm living holy according to this, if I'm living a holy life, amen, glory to God, I will always have a continual joy at work in my life. Because look what it says. It says, for this day is holy unto the Lord. And because of that, there's a semicolon, and it follows by saying, neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, though it just says to me, Calvin, if you are pursuing a holy life, if you are allowing Holy Spirit to do what Holy Spirit has been placed in you to do, amen, you're going to have very few times where you are sorrowful or sad and not able to overcome it and begin to rejoice in the Lord. And this is why our reference text says to rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm getting joyful up in here. Amen. The songs say joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth proclaim his king. Hallelujah. We are supposed to be a people of joy at all times. It's not something we do when we sing the song. It's supposed to be a way that we live. It's supposed to be a very lifestyle. It's a part of our makeup, because joy is a natural response, amen, of the Spirit of the Lord in our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get excited. Let's get joyful. Amen. Let's don't be on the phone talking about anything and everything. Let's be on the phone talking about the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings and the one that bring joy when joy seems like it's escaping us. Let's, glory to God, lift up our hands and say, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God, because I still have my joy. After all that I've been through, after all that I'm going through, I still have my joy. Hallelujah. The song say, I still have joy. Yes. I still have joy after all I've been through. I said, I still have joy. How many of you can believe that and sing that? But if you're pursuing a holy life, you're going to be able to say, I still have joy. Now, I just lost my job. I still have joy. I just lost a loved one. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I woke up with a hurting chest. I still have joy. I woke up in pain. I still have joy. Hallelujah. After all I'm going through, I still have joy. If somebody treated me wrong, I still have joy. I don't know what the day holds. I still have joy. Hallelujah. After all I'm going through, I said, I still have joy. So somebody said something I didn't like. I still have joy. I still have my joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. The weather's not what I wanted, but I still have joy. Yes, hallelujah. Still have joy. Instead of looking at all the things that want to rob our joy, we say that in the midst of it all, I have Holy Spirit in me, and Holy Spirit is the producer of joy. And as long as I got the producer of joy living in me, I still have my joy. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, Paul reminds us in Philippians that we are to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. This call to rejoice is not contingent on my circumstances or your circumstance. It is a directive rooted in our identity as a child of God. As a child of God, we're to rejoice always. Hallelujah. So when we anchor our joy in the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, hallelujah, what we will discover is that it will always override or transcends the moment of sorrows, the moment of doubt, the moments of uncertainty. When we don't know what's coming on or what's going on, we still have our joy. Hallelujah. We will still have our joy. After all I've been through, after all I'm going through, I still have my joy. Amen. Do you still have your joy? Hallelujah. If you don't know, you better tell yourself, I still have my joy. Say that. I still have my joy. After all I'm going through, after all the uncertainties, with all of my doubts, with all of the things that I consider that might be sorrowful, I still have my joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Still have joy. Yes, I still have joy. After all I've been through, I tell you, I still have joy. See, what happens is when we are living holy, we begin to reflect on the character of Christ. And what that calls us to do, we begin to see God's demonstration of grace and kindness to us and towards us. Amen. Glory to God. And what happens is we are willing to surrender our worries to God. Hallelujah. Through prayer and supplication filled with thanksgiving, as we read in our reference text, what happened is we experienced a profound joy and peace that surpassed all understanding. Hallelujah. And this peace guards our heart and our mind, allowing joy to flourish even in trying times where we don't know. Even if I don't know. Hallelujah. When I didn't know what to do and I didn't know what to pray, somehow, some way, Lord, you came through. The Lord will always maintain our joy. When we don't know what to do and we don't know exactly how to pray, somehow, some way, God is still preserving our joy. Somebody say, hallelujah. I still have joy. Sing with me. I still have joy after all I've been through, after all I'm going through. I said, I still have joy. Somebody say, hallelujah. God is a good God. Hallelujah. He warms the inside when it's cold on the outside. Hallelujah. I got some spiritual warmth that works. Somebody say, I got spiritual warmth At work. So I still have my joy. Somebody say hallelujah. We still have joy. I don't care what's going on, what's happening. It is not a seasonal thing. It is not something that happens in December around Christmas. But our joy is full. Hallelujah. Because our joy is in the Lord. He is the one that gives us strength. So the joy of the Lord, which is one of the fruit of the Spirit and a gift from God, is, hallelujah, working in my life. And I'm excited that I still have joy. Hallelujah. Remember now, it's based on how we live. It's based on how we live. So holy living will only find joy in the Lord. When we are living holy, we don't look for joy in anything else but in the Lord. We only look for the joy of the Lord. We don't look for the joy of money. We don't look for the joy of people. We don't look for the joy of things. We look for the joy of the Lord. We look to the Lord, from which cometh our help, which cometh our peace, which cometh our joy. Hallelujah. We look to him. He's the one that supplies all that we have need of, and especially our joy. So we joy in the Lord. We joy in the Lord of our salvation. Somebody say, God is good, and his mercy and his grace endure it forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And look what Jesus said in John, the 15th chapter. Let's turn there. And then I'm going to close in Habakkuk, the 3rd chapter. But let's turn to John, the 15th chapter. And we're going to begin reading at about the 9th verse. I am so excited because I know that nothing, hallelujah, nothing can take my joy. I know that nothing can steal my joy. Whenever I'm pursuing a holy life, when we're pursuing a holy life, we experience the fruit of the Spirit. And one of the fruit of the Spirit is joy, J-O-Y. And that simply means the J stand for Jesus, the O stand for own, and the Y stand for you. When Jesus own you, you're going to have joy. Joy, 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 down in my soul, down in my bones. I got that joy, joy, joy. Hallelujah. Because I got the Holy Spirit in me. Amen. In John, the 15th chapter and the 9th verse, it read, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. He said, continue ye in my love. And it says in the 10th verse, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. The 11th verse says, these things I have spoken unto you. Why? That my joy might remain in you. Hallelujah. Jesus says, I've spoken these things that my joy might remain in you, and that my joy might, and that your joy that comes from me might be full. It says in the 12th verse, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. So one of the keys to joy, amen, is living an obedient life to God. A living holy, holy living is one of the keys that keep our joy staring. And I want to close in Habakkuk, the 3rd chapter. Hallelujah. God is good, and his mercy and his grace endure it forever. In Habakkuk, the 3rd chapter and the 17th verse is where I want to begin reading. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? It says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, and the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herbs in the stall. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. In other words, ain't nothing going right. Ain't nothing going right. Ain't nothing happening like I think, but yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hind feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. Now, there ain't nothing happening right in this situation. The fields is not, the fig tree is not blossoming. Amen. The vines ain't giving no grapes. Amen. Hallelujah. The olive tree is not giving no olives. Amen. The fields is not giving no wheat or corn or whatever else grows in the field. And the flock is gone. Somebody done stole all the sheep and the cattle and everything else. Amen. And there's no herb in the stall. There's nothing. Everything is gone. Everything has been taken except for one thing. Yet I rejoice in the Lord. So I want to leave you with this. No matter what is going on, no matter what is happening, no matter what is going on, pursue a holy life, which is being obedient to God. And I will assure you that no matter what, God will not allow it to rob or take your joy. And remember, that you got holy living in you. You got Holy Spirit living in you or living in us. Amen. And because joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. As long as the Spirit is living in us, we still have our joy. However, there's going to be times where the devil is going to try to get us sorrowful. The devil is going to get us to put our focus on everything that's going wrong. He's going to get our put our focus on how we would like things to be and do everything to take our focus off the presence so that we don't enjoy the presence. Amen. Glory to God. But I need you to know, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, I want you to lift your heads up and your hands up and say, I still have my joy. Say it with me. I still have my joy. Because my joy is a gift from the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Hallelujah. I still have joy. I have my joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I said I still have joy. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, and may the Lord continue to cause your joy to be full and to be full and to be full, and that you truly do experience this season of the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.